Books on Tape presents The Wisdom of Crowds, Why the Many Are Smarter Than the Few, and How Collective Wisdom Shapes Business, Economies, and Nations, by James Surowiecki. Read by Grover Gardner.
Hi, this is James Surowiecki. One day in the fall of 1906, the British scientist Francis Galton left his home in the town of Plymouth and headed for a country fair. Galton was 85 years old and beginning to feel his age, but he was still brimming with the curiosity that had won him renown and notoriety for his work on statistics and the science of heredity. And on that particular day, what Galton was curious about was livestock. Galton's destination was the annual West of England Fat Stock and Poultry Exhibition, a regional fair where the local farmers and townspeople gathered to appraise the quality of each other's cattle, sheep, chicken, horses, and pigs. Now, wandering through rows of stalls examining workhorses and prize hogs may seem to have been a strange way for a scientist, especially an older one, to spend an afternoon, but there was a certain logic to it. Galton was a man obsessed with two things, the measurement of physical and mental qualities and breeding. And what, after all, is a livestock show but a big showcase for the effects of good and bad breeding? Breeding mattered to Galton because he believed that only a very few people had the characteristics necessary to keep societies healthy. In fact, he had devoted much of his career to measuring those characteristics in order to prove that the vast majority of people did not have them. At the International Exhibition of 1884 in London, for instance, he set up an anthropometric laboratory where he used devices of his own making to test exhibition goers on, among other things, their, quote, keenness of sight and of hearing, color sense, judgment of eye, and reaction time, end quote.